Georgia's Public Service Commission unanimously approved about $400 million to continue construction. That's despite the project officially being at least 21 months behind schedule and $1.5 billion over budget. Commissioner Tim Echo said it remains a good deal for ratepayers.
From a financial standpoint, in 10 years and 15 years, they're going to be very glad that we have these two new reactors.
The PSC's approval doesn't include any money for cost overruns. Those will come after the first reactor comes online. The PSC had been addressing overruns as construction went along, but changed the process after Georgia Power requested more than $700 million in extra money. Echol says the two new reactors are now on track.
Unit 3 is kind of the guinea pig, and we've had some trouble there, but Unit 4, we're not having any of those issues. We need these carbon-free resources, especially if natural gas goes up. We're going to be glad that we have it.
Ratepayers are currently paying about $8 per month just to finance the project. Sarah Barzak of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy says that's likely to go up at least $4 to $8 due to growing delays in project costs.
The trend is it's going over and over budget, and the more delays you have, the further out you get, the less the benefit to the ratepayer.
Barzak says the latest review process showed an additional 317-day delay in building a critical part of one of the reactors. With each day of delay costing around $2 million, she says that's another $600 million in overruns ratepayers aren't hearing about yet. She says the review process has morphed into a confusing process that makes it difficult to get a real sense of ratepayer impact.
It's done purposefully, so people aren't really aware of what the sticker shock is going to be at the end of the day. If people knew that their bills were going to go up $30 or something like that, they would be at these hearings.
Georgia Power insists ratepayers will benefit from the project and put the completion date for the first reactor at late 2017. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.